Therapeutic Assessment with Adolescents and Their Parents. The Comprehensive Model of Therapeutic Assessment, or TA, as used with adolescents and their parents, is introduced. TA is designed to answer specific questions parents and adolescents pose for the assessment, to form working alliances with parents and adolescents, to collaboratively engage adolescents and their parents in the assessment process, and to foster positive development in the adolescent and the family. TA uses a combination of assessment and intervention methods, is theoretically integrative, and incorporates the unique tasks of adolescent development into the structure of the assessment itself. The goals and procedures for each step are provided and illustrated with a case study of an adolescent boy and his mother, along with effectiveness data. Finally, the application of TA across cultures, the use of selected steps of TA when the comprehensive model is not feasible, and the adaptation of TA to different settings and presenting problems are addressed. Psychological assessment and psychotherapy have traditionally been viewed as distinct endeavors. However, therapeutic assessment is a relatively new model of psychological assessment that has fused assessment and psychotherapy techniques. TA is a semi-structured form of collaborative assessment developed by Finn and colleagues. This model offers many of the benefits of a traditional assessment, while also serving as a short-term therapeutic intervention. With additional training and supervision, most psychologists could readily add TA to their repertoire by integrating their existing competencies in psychological assessment and clinical interventions. Our primary goal in this chapter is to introduce TA to assessment psychologists, particularly as it applies to adolescents and their parents, and to encourage clinicians to consider how this model may be useful in their practices. A comprehensive discussion of TA with pre-adolescent children and their parents is available elsewhere, along with an illustration of its use in school-based assessment practice. To explicate the TA model with adolescents, we will first briefly discuss the developmental changes of adolescents, as these inform the particular methods used in TA with teenagers and their parents. Existing models of adolescent assessment have largely overlooked these developmental distinctions. Second, we will comment on the assumptions and goals of traditional models of psychological assessment. We will then introduce TA and review its development and history, including its philosophical and theoretical underpinnings and core values. We will also summarize research findings on the efficacy of TA. In the latter sections of the chapter, we will turn to pragmatic issues. We discuss how to organize assessment findings so they are most likely to be therapeutic to clients. Next, we will delineate the comprehensive model of TA as used with adolescents, illustrating each step with the case of a 13-year-old boy and his mother. Finally, we will discuss the importance of evaluating the effectiveness of psychological assessment in both clinical practice and research endeavors. Developmental changes in adolescence. Adolescence spans roughly the ages of 12 to 18 and may extend into the early 20s. This life phase is characterized by intense neurological, biological, cognitive, social, and emotional evolution. Many formulations of adolescent development have focused predominantly on cognitive advances, recognizing that adolescents' budding intellectual capacities exceed those of younger children. For example, Piaget proposed that individuals transition from concrete operational thought to formal operational thought in early adolescence, with formal operations being characterized by the capacity to manipulate ideas and abstract concepts. Teenagers are able to think in more relative terms and envision possibilities, rather than consider only what is concrete and observable. Elkind asserted that it is during this developmental period that individuals also become capable of metacognition, thinking about their own thoughts and feelings. In addition to adolescents' burgeoning cognitive capabilities, they face the challenges of personal and civic identity development, establishing a self-concept, building self-esteem, seeking autonomy, and cultivating a future orientation. Adolescence is a time wherein youth begin to explore different adult roles, and grapple with developing a sense of self that is separate from their parents' view of them. More recently, some neuropsychological theories, fueled by an understanding of continued brain development, have framed change in adolescence as occurring within an interpersonal context. A fundamental reorganization and individuation of the self occurs, and the neural mechanisms of self-regulation, memory consolidation, and motivation support the capacity for critical thinking that underlies abstract thought. Adolescence is often portrayed as a period defined by awkwardness, turmoil, and angst. Most teenagers emerge from adolescence unscathed, and the vast majority thrive. Nonetheless, unique vulnerabilities emerge during this period that have significant implications for the well-being of both teenagers and their families. Families with adolescents have been found to experience emotional distancing and a decline in marital satisfaction that may be precipitated by such separation. Much of this emotional distancing may be developmentally appropriate, given the emphasis on independence and autonomy during adolescence. However, decreases in family cohesion may also be due to more worrisome emotional changes. Depressive symptoms increase markedly during adolescence, with such symptomatology being twice as likely in adolescent girls as in boys. Incidences of anxiety are also higher, perhaps due to such affective disturbance, but also related to the increase in risk-taking and novelty-seeking behavior. Alcohol and drug use and abuse, sexual activity, and eating disorders also increase. In sum, multiple vulnerabilities during adolescence can greatly affect the immediate and long-term health and welfare of teenagers and their families. When negative developmental experiences permeate the lives of adolescents and their families, they likely benefit from psychological interventions that both honor the adolescent's growing independence and integrate family members into treatment. Fishman asserted that the most powerful social therapeutic intervention for working with adolescents is family therapy, because the family is the pivotal point in every adolescent's life. He further stated that the very presence of a troubled adolescent in the family creates pressures that require the therapist to pay attention to the other family members. It is only ethical that the therapist address the problems of the context as a whole. Additionally, Fishman highlighted that it is often the family that has the most resources with which to mobilize and sustain change. The full article continues in this manner, preserving every original idea, argument, and example, with line breaks and punctuation added to support fluent spoken delivery.